Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you. Our Wednesday word has resumed. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining me for this installment. Amen. Of Wednesday word. And our topic for today is firm foundations. Glory to God. It is so important, and I mean extremely important, that you know the condition of your foundation. What are you built on? What are you built on? We're going to be coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Amen. Let's pray and give glory to God. Amen. I first do want to give glory and honor to him. Even before we pray, I honor the Lord. I give him glory. I give him praise. I give him honor, because honor is absolutely due him. No matter what I feel like, no matter what life has been for me, honor and glory and praise is due to the Lord. But let me tell you something. Amen. I have been through many things in my life. I have been through ups and I have been through downs. I have done the wrong thing at times. I have been totally unwise, but God is faithful in all things. He rescued me out of my sin. And I mean, he took me, snatched me out of the hands of the devil himself. Amen. And he put me on a solid foundation. Glory to God. And that is what we're talking about tonight. Amen. I'm giving glory to God right now, because he is my Savior, Jesus. Glory. He is my Savior. He's my keeper. He is my living hope. He is my source of all things. And I'm telling you, he has never let me down. The people that know me, know of the things that have gone on in my life, they know that God is a miracle working God. They know that God is an on-time God. In my life, God is. Glory to God. Everything that the word says that he is. Glory to God. Amen. He is faithful. He is true. He is mighty. He is all-seeing and all-knowing. He is omnipresent. Glory to God. Amen. He is righteousness and judgment. Amen. He is truth. Glory to God. He is all that and so much more. God is. Amen. The joy and the strength of my life, the song says. He moves all pain, misery, and strife me, never to leave me, and never, ever fall short of this word. I'm telling you, that's God. That's God. That's God. And the song goes on to say, God is, God is, God is my all in all. Glory to God. Amen. He is all that, all that. Ah, and I give him glory, and I give him praise. I honor him tonight. Amen. It is late in the United States. Where you are, it's probably morning time if you're in another country. Amen. I give glory to God for each and every one of you that have been listening. God bless you. God strengthen you. God uphold you. Whatever is going on in your nation, amen. I'm praying for your nation just like I'm praying for mine. I am praying that the Spirit of the Lord will bring awakening. I'm praying that the Holy Ghost and fire overtake our government and turn around the wickedness that we see in the earth. I'm praying, amen, that the pandemic pass over and pass on through and pass on by and move on out. Glory to God. I'm praying, amen, for the sick, that the Lord breathe the breath of life into their bodies, into their cells. I'm praying that the Spirit of the Lord will supercharge your immunity and the cells in your body, that you be healed by the power of God, by his miraculous, awesome power, that you be healed and that you rise up from your sick bed. I'm praying that the glory of the Lord overtake you, no matter what it is that's going on, whether it's in your mind, in your finances, in your relationships. I'm praying, amen, that God move and show you that he is God and there is no other. He is worthy of the praise and worthy of the honor. Glory to God. He is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Glory to God, and we honor him today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm running out of time. Amen. Glory to God. But I'm just giving God the praise. Hallelujah. Giving him the glory. Amen. Amen. I left myself not much time. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you glory and giving you praise. Oh, Lord, recognizing that you are the true and the living God, and there is no other. Our great creator, I mean, Jehovah Shalom, our peace you are, oh God. Amen. You are our peace today. You're our comfort, and you never leave us comfortless. Oh, I praise you, Lord God, for this great salvation that you've given unto us. Refresh us, Lord God, in your spirit, even right now, and forgive us our sins. Lord, we humble ourselves before you even now, asking, Lord God, that you forgive us sins of omission and commission. Forgive us, Lord God, for every agreement that we've made with the enemy, for every alliance, every covenant. Father God, in the name of Jesus, wash us now, God, as we're in your presence. Wash us, Lord, and make us clean of our guiltiness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that the enemy has no legal right to do anything. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory and honor. Father, in the name of Jesus, open our minds and open our hearts even to this word on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we might see and know that you are God and that you care so much for us, that you bring us your word and give us the understanding so that we may walk thereby. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Giving glory and honor to God once again. Our topic for today, firm foundations. Amen. It is extremely important that you know the condition of your foundation. What are you built on? Glory to God. We're coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Amen. I had mentioned on my Facebook Live, I teach a Facebook Live on Saturdays. We're teaching spiritual warfare strategies. I am teaching spiritual warfare strategies. And we're actually in our 12th week this week coming up. Amen. And one of the things I had mentioned with one of the strategies we were talking about is how much I love HGTV. And they do a lot of renovations, and that's one of my favorite things to watch when I watch television. And one of the things that I have noticed is foundation work. When they find some houses that look absolutely beautiful on the outside, and then as they get in and start pulling things up, and then they find that the foundation is rotten, or that the concrete is cracked, and the crack is all the way across the house. So that foundation, amen, was going to give way. So they couldn't repair the house. They couldn't do the renovations until the foundation was repaired. So it's important that we have a firm foundation, a sure foundation. It's important that the word that we're building on is on a firm foundation. Amen. And the word of God lets us know, amen, that foundation, hallelujah, is Jesus. He is that solid rock, amen, that we build our house on. And let's read, amen, in Matthew. Glory to God in this point in scripture, amen, Jesus was doing a lot of teaching, amen, and he said to them in verse 24 of Matthew chapter 7, anyone who listens, and this is the New Living Translation, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. There's that solid foundation, amen. Though the rain comes in torrents, and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on a bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and the floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Amen. I've read and you have heard from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears and also the doers, most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. My God, do it for us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord was letting them know all the things that I have taught you. Amen. If you listen to me and adhere to the words of my mouth, adhere to the words that are written in my word, amen, adhere to the standards that are written, you are wise. And you're wise like that person who builds their house on a rock, that person who builds their house on a sure foundation, on a firm foundation, because their storms are going to come in your life, and the winds are going to come, and from time to time it's going to be hurricane type weather, and it's going to be chaotic in your life, and there's going to be it's going to be uncomfortable, and then there's going to be things that are going to shake you. But if you build your life on my word, if you build your life on my teachings, if you build your life on the word of God, the standards of God, amen, then when those floods come, when those tornadoes and hurricane-type weather come, and when those winds beat against your house, it won't collapse. You won't collapse. You won't collapse. You won't collapse, because your foundation is built on a bedrock, amen, and you have built on top of that foundation the truth of the word of God, and you stood and the standards of God. We cannot be conformed to the ways of this world in this hour. It is dangerous, saints. It's dangerous, people. It's dangerous to build your life on the ways of the world. It's dangerous. I know so many times people will say, well, the word of God is not, it's not progressive enough. It's old-fashioned. But the truth of the matter is God is eternal. So his word cannot be old-fashioned. His word is always in time and on time. Amen. His word is his word. He is the true and the living God. He is the creator of all things. He knows exactly what every human being needs at any given time of our life. He knows what we need in every stage of our life. So there is no way the word of God could ever go out of style. There's no way it could ever be old-fashioned. Old-fashioned denotes time. God is not in time, so his word cannot be either. Look at here. Huh. Amen. So what's really happening, glory to God, while of these that are saying it's not progressive and it's old-fashioned, amen, they are conforming to the way of the world. Amen. And actually, the ways of the world is old. It is old-fashioned. It's taking us back into that sin nature that Jesus delivered us out of. It actually is causing us to de-evolve. And then while so many think that they're being progressive, and this is the evolution of man, this is how we grow, that's actually how we de-evolve. My God, we're going backwards instead of forwards. Scripture talks about this untoward generation going further and further away from the standards of God. But let me show you what happens to those that build, amen, on the ways of the world, that are conformed to the ways of the world. He said, but any man, anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds their house on sand. When the rains come and the floods, when the rains and the floods come and the winds beat against his house, it will collapse. And with a mighty crash, it's going to fall hard. And you're going to wonder how in the world you fail. It's because you weren't built on the rock. That rock is Jesus. If you don't build on a firm foundation, you will collapse. In this hour, it is important that each and every one of us examine ourselves to make sure that we are standing on the rock, that we are adhering to the standards of righteousness and holiness and not the ways of the world. It is not progression. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Satan is deceiving the minds of this generation. The Lord came that you might have life and that more abundantly. Be assured, make sure that you are building on a solid rock in this hour. That rock is Jesus. He is the only firm foundation, because the rain is coming, amen, and the winds are blowing and it's beating against us. And those of us that are built on Jesus, that are built on the rock, Glory to God. We shall stand. But if you are not built on Jesus, if you're looking to the world for answers, if you're looking to whatever is progressive, whatever is nouveau, whatever is couture, whatever is the custom of the day, you will collapse under the pressure. Glory to God. But the Lord will keep those that are his. He will keep those that are his. It is extremely important that you know the condition of your foundation. What are you built on? Are you built on the rock, which is Jesus? Are you built on the ways of the world, which is the devil? Because if you are not built on the rock, which is Jesus, by default, you are building your life on the works and the ways of the enemy, and which makes you an enemy of God. It is time, amen, if you have not already, to repent and get yourself right and be refreshed in the Holy Ghost. Let's all go before the Lord and be refreshed again. All of us need to be refreshed and renewed and revived in the Holy Ghost and fire. As we gain knowledge, amen, as we gain more understanding of the word of God, we need to be refreshed in his spirit, glory to God, so that he can show us how to walk in his ways, in the ways of salvation, in the ways of truth, in the ways of holiness, 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 holiness. Amen. A holy God, a holy God. Amen. He will only accept holiness from his people. Glory to God. Amen. Let's check our foundation. What are you built on? Amen. Are you built on that solid rock? Or have you built on the sand that is going to get washed away? My God, God bless you and God keep you, people of God, and those, amen, that are listening that don't know the Lord. Amen. I pray for you even now. Amen. That you are not overtaken by the spirit of the enemy, but that you hear the word of the Lord because he loves you. The Lord sends warning because he loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. And he is God, I give glory to God because he's always calling to us and giving us warning and correcting us and redirecting us and realigning us and repositioning us because of the love that he has for humanity. Let me pray for you, and then we'll end this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you as humbly as I know how. Lord God, we come before you repenting right now, Lord God, repenting for our sin, repenting, Lord God, for going back and doing those things that you said not to do, repenting for opening our mouths when we should have kept it shut, repenting, Lord God, for that, just all the wickedness, Lord God, that we have been a part of. Lord God, repenting, Lord God, because we were building our lives on the ways of the world and on the progressiveness, Lord God, of the voice of the world rather than on the voice of God, rather than on the standards of God. Forgive us now, oh God. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us and wash us, Lord God, of our wickedness. Wash us, Lord God. Wash us, Lord God, and renew us and revive us and restore us, Lord God. Regenerate us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, wash us, Lord, as we're in your presence and we surrender to you, Lord God, all that we are. Oh, Lord God, show us the ways of salvation and we'll walk thereby. Show us the ways of holiness and godliness and righteousness and truth. Lord, that's what we want to walk in. We don't want to be washed away in the sand. We don't want to go the way of the devil because we know his way is the way of death, Father. We want life. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I speak life over each and every soul listening right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak life over them right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking, Lord God, as these seeds go forth, Father, fertilize the ground, Lord God, that these seeds are going in, Lord, so that they be watered and grow, and so that these people flourish and be blessed and receive the abundance of your, and receive your salvation. Amen, and be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. Do it for them now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. God bless you and God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. Amen. Make sure you are building your life on the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. Amen.